established by dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on patient Susan Stephens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6/12/2025, Mrs. Stephens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airway obstruction. Period air velocity index was less than one period. Ratio of FEV 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airway's obstruction with residual minimal reduction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/13/2025, there's been improvement period in paragraph impression, minimal reversible airway obstruction, showing improvement consistent with asthma. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James R. Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 6/12/2025, Mr. Floyd performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. Ratio of FEV 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/20/2025, there's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Cavanaugh, CAVANAUGH. This goes to Andy Illobre, ILLOBRE, PA. On 6/12/2025, Mrs. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired, and there was minimal airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators or improved effort. Period compared to a prior study dated 4/2/2025, there's been improvement. Period in paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity with minimal reversible airway obstruction consistent with asthma or improved effort post-bronchodilator. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 6/12/2025, Mrs. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period compared to a prior study dated 3/6/2025, there's been no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Golding. This goes to Dr. Palagrutto. On 6/12/2025, Mrs. Golding performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airway obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than one. However, the ratio of FEV 25/75 over FVC was greater than 0.8. Period. No significant compression restriction with significant airway obstruction or bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.